Well, guys, it seems like I need to make a new episode about me, like, being back and all that. I did make another channel, or not, another podcast on the side of this one. But actually, I thought this one got deleted. I swear, I thought this one got deleted probably because of the Sesta Fosta shit. But I guess not. And it seems like, Anchor's just being really cool. And, I respect, you know, respect. Thing is, sorry, I'm in like the closet here, being all quiet and, trying to be polite because people be sleeping, but, you know, and I'm like going through all my stuff in the closet. I'm like cleaning it out. Sorry, I should be less distracted when I'm making a podcast, but you know, sometimes you gotta multitask, especially when you're a cam girl. I still cam, by the way. It's just after the AVNs right now. And, oh my goodness, I did the thing. It was scary, but I did it. And I literally printed out achievement awards for me and my friend who went with me we went to the Cardi B concert, the private concert, which is shorter than the regular one, which is fine with me. And we also went to the AVN awards, and then we also went to the penthouse for a bit, and it was really fun, and I had a great time. And honestly, I've been dealing with a lot of agoraphobia, like really bad. I don't know if I've been keeping you guys posted on what's been going on in my life, but man, it is a shit show. Let me just tell you that it's a shit show. It's like a European drama. Like, I cannot make this up. Like, I don't want drama. I'm really not that kind of person. But, I mean, it's not even related to camming at all. A lot of it's not even related to camming, but it's just drama. And it's like, I never asked for this. But, you know, and then staying indoors all day is like, I mean, so what my friend said, at Cardi B, at the Cardi B private concert for the models, MFC models, she was like, this is, like, the most, like, everyone was dancing, like, very awkwardly and very timidly, and it seemed like the least lit Cardi B concert she ever imagined, but it was, like, the one, exactly the kind she imagined camera girls would be at, because for real, we are so agoraphobic, like, it's like, it's kind of like a plague within the cam girl community. So if you are a cam girl and you're listening, girl, go on a walk, go outside, there's a real world outside there, and you're missing out on it, and, you know, you can go and have fun, and, you know, don't worry about, you know, get some vitamin D, not, you know, yeah, vitamin D, the sun kind, you know, and, goodness gracious, sorry. I'm so scatterbrained right now, but, I just want to let you guys know I'm still here, and I really want to continue this podcast, because it seems like people are listening, and it's awesome. So thank you guys for listening, thank you guys for sending me such sweet messages, even if it was a year ago. I have nothing but thank yous to say, and, you know, I feel like so warm and fuzzy about it, and I'm gonna be really lame, so I'm gonna take a break for a bit, and, because it's going to be like 4 minutes, and I'm pretty sure your attention spans are a lot shorter than that. So I'm going to put like a little interlude or something. And then I'll be back. So I want to keep up with like the now. I want to keep up with what's in, what's popping, what's popular, whatever. Not really. I'm very bad at that. But I do try and keep up with, you know, important things. So, I was just gonna say, recently, actually very recently, I got into kind of like a little bit of a Twitter thing going on the internet, a little Twitter war, not Twitter war, Twitter argument of sorts with some other, you know, sex workers. I believe, the one mainly was a cam girl, but I mean, maybe one of them was an escort, I'm not sure. And they had bad experiences with cops, as most people seem to have as well, especially in the sex industry. But what was, but you see, there's this thing going on with Marriott where they're trying to teach their employees to notice human trafficking a bit more. And, like the maids and stuff. Apparently, they're looking for girls with, like, lube, with their computers, electronics, such and so. And I'm lighting a cigarette. But, you know, it's human. They're looking, no one's gonna care. I'm just gonna say, this is just like Sesta Fosta. A lot of it was affected. A lot of people were affected, but honestly, a lot of underground stuff was affected too. A lot of things were moved underground instead. It's like, let me explain. Sorry, I had to light my joint, sorry. So, let me explain. Look, you need to, like sex workers should all be unifying and decriminalizing escorting. Prostitution, escorting, whatever you want to call it. They should be working on that. They shouldn't be banning or boycotting whatever Marriott hotels. I'm just saying, go to the root of the problem, where it started at, which is, if you want to be harassed by cops, just know you have rights in the first place. I've been harassed by cops at the Marriott, I believe it was Irvine, California. And there's a lot of human trafficking that goes on by the airport there. And that's where I was staying, at a Marriott there. And it just so happened that, you know, I heard, you know, like, literally the week before, I heard, you know, some guy beating on this girl and this kid crying, and I was like, oh my god. I called the cops from the Marriott Hotel, and the bellhop dude, or whatever he is, concierge, he literally went to the room before the cops could get there and said, hey guys, you guys have to quiet down, or whatever. And he's like this young kid, and like, I'm like, oh my god, you idiot. Those guys booked it. They booked it so fast. The cops, six cops showed up. They knocked on my door. And then I told them, like, I was like, it's next door. Like, next door. And they were gone. They had left so fast. Incredibly fast. And it was, like, scary fast. Like, something was going on there. And I cannot hear. I'm sorry. I'm a narc on them. I'm a narc when it comes to hearing a girl crying in pain. Like, please, like, begging some guy, a man shouting at her, a girl begging and pleading, crying, and a little boy or girl crying as well. I am not going to listen to that in my hotel room right next door and not do a damn thing about it. I'm sorry. I don't know if maybe everyone agrees with me on that, but I've been through a lot of training on human trafficking and a lot of training on DV and a lot of just awful stuff, and I just can't live myself if I don't try and help in some way. I know cops are not the best people all the time, but you know, that's sometimes only the kind of thing you can do. Not all cops are bad, and you know, you have rights, you know, like, I mean, in a hotel, you don't really have, like, it's private property, you know, like, you don't really have the option to be like, oh no, don't come in here, meh. It's like, it's private property. Marriott can search your bags, or I mean, they can't search your bags, I don't think, but they can definitely go in your room whenever they fucking want. I'm not really sure on that, actually. I might have to double check my facts, but you just can't barge into someone's, like, you know, you can't, cops cannot go through your stuff, you know, in a car. Like, I was harassed by two policemen. I was waiting for my room to be open at the Marriott, because I used to go super early in the morning, just to see if there was rooms available to work early, because I used to work in Marriott hotels, because they had pretty good internet. They had pretty good internet there, and it was like, and I used to live with my, I believe I was with my mom at the time. So I was like, nah, you know, I don't really want her to be around on the weekends and hearing me do weird stuff on the internet. I don't even know if she knew back then what I was doing. So, sorry, I'm brushing my hair. Oh, God, it's so mangled. Okay. Mangled. Anyway, so I didn't want to stay home, so I told the cops. I was like, I work for you know, My Free Camp. I, you know, this, that, and the other, and they just would not stop harassing me. I wanted to be compliant and, like, you know, I didn't want to make them mad, but, you know, I was like, eventually, they were just harassing me so much and asking to search my car. I was like, officer, if that's my right, you know, like, I said no, and I'd like to use it, and meaning, you know, no legal search and seizures, and, you know, without consent, you cannot search and seize anything. So, I literally am getting in arguments with these girls online saying, you know what, like, I'm not going to live in fear of cops, you know, doing whatever. Yeah, I know they're not all that great people. Some of them are okay, some of them are not, some of them are good. But, like, I'm not going to live in fear constantly because apparently, whether I do or don't, it's written down that I have rights, and I'm gonna use them. And in that case, when I said that, they threw my ID back at me, and they're just like, because I think I had my literally someone had ripped off my little date tag on the back of my license plate, and I was like, yeah, I'll get it fixed, okay, like, chill. But they just threw it back at me, and they're like, get it fixed. And I was like, I was just parked in front of a Marriott. I had the keys in, but I was listening to music on the radio, and that's about it. And, I mean, if this is just being harassed by cops, like, I mean, that's the worst of it for a cam girl. For an escort, it could be way worse. Let's work on decriminalizing, like, escorting. Let's work on decriminalizing this. Because this is the real problem. Marriott isn't really the problem. Human trafficking is a problem. Let's go to the root of it, okay? Like, the federal crime, like, let's change that into, you know, let's make that just dissipate. That would actually help people. So quit, you know, just passing bullshit around. Like, oh, like boycott this, boycott that. No, go to, you know, you call your senator, call, your representatives. Do that. Make noise, protest, you know? Fuck. Sorry, I got heated from that, so hang on, I got a call from somebody. Bet it's a scam. Let's find out. Hello?
Your insurance company has an important message about insurance for...
Okay, yeah, it was totally scam. Insurance scam, yay. That's become really common lately. Oh, well. Anyway, guys, I hate to talk about my Twitter rants, but I think that you guys should know that when something like that happens, think for a bit. Think about what the real problem is. Is it private property? Is it their problem? I mean, yeah, like, if they're just being dicks, boycott them, by all means. Don't give them your money. Don't give them your time. But if it's something more like, what is actually the problem? Is it federal? Is it a legal problem? Go and make some noise. Get some, get some pitchforks and tiki torches and, you know, raise hell. Raise hell, girls and boys. Raise hell. Because that's where, you know, it's the government that needs to change laws. Not Marriott Hotel. Courtyard Marriott or whatever. I don't fucking know. Anyway, I'm a bit salty, and I am going to get my makeup done, because I'm going to cam, and I'm going to look good. I'm a day cam for once, which is very rare of me now. I'm a night crawler as of late, so hopefully, if you guys are over 18, maybe I'll see you online. If you're a model, I believe I have models blocked, but if you do make a member account and tell me you're a model, I will unblock it for you. So we can talk, girl. Okay, see you later.